Okay, these are the Soylent Studio Podcast. This is the first Soylent Studio Podcast. It is the 21st of January, 2008. This is Nate Hale.
And this is Josh Huey.
Nice. Okay, this is actually a prototype podcast. We wanted to do something along the lines of an audio diary. I've been yearning to do something that can be seen as downloadable content for our website, and I wanted to record some of our discussions for probably 2 years now. We also wanted to make my line art clearer. It seems all my wishes are coming true. Before we started, I was going to tell you that not all the fonts that you download are free for distribution. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't use them and publish your comics with them. So I only use one font. You may be able to see that in some of my comics. Dr. Amstructo has one font now. It's pretty sad. So I noticed that you use a whole lot of different fonts. You don't care?
No.
You live on the edge?
I live on the edge. They're free for personal use.
I'm not making a profit off it or anything. It's not personal use when you put it on the internet and then make money off of it.
I don't make any money off it.
We're planning on it, right?
If we we'll change the fonts. I don't use any other fonts than one now.
You want to go back through the archive and change it all?
Well, I can't change it all.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Maybe I'm just scared. I'm very cautious.
There's no reason to be scared.
Things on the internet. As is Chris, apparently. Since he won't let me online every time I come over here. Let's see. The next thing. I guess we'll start off with, like, what's going on in our lives so that we can remember when we go back through our archives. This will just be one more thing we can revisit, listen to, and forget again. So, you're taking an advertising site, or an advertising class?
Yeah. Just
tell me and everyone else more about that.
Why? I'm in the graphic design school. I'm
at Santa Fe.
At Santa Fe.
That's an AS degree, right?
Yeah.
Lucky bastard. And?
Dan, what? I'm doing really good in the program. I like the classes.
What other classes are you taking?
Right now it's just that and pre-press, which is introduction to the printing press.
I took that course.
You sure you took that course?
Yeah, I took that course. It's like where you lay down screens and
roll it to the press. Design.
Really?
No, the printing press is completely different.
How?
Than that. Just the way it operates. You have 5 color presses and stuff like that where it's all about mixing inks, and it's a giant machine that professionals have to use, and so you just have to learn how to package your files in order to get it to them.
It's formulaic and more business oriented.
Yeah. Like, there's certain colors that certain businesses own, like Coca-Cola owns that color red of its can.
Oh shit.
And
really?
It's just different mixes.
They have proprietary, like, RGB. Is it RGB values?
It's CMYK.
Oh.
RGB is specifically for websites. Or the internet, electronic media.
Oh, you never told me about that. We were discussing that on the way back from St. Augustine one time, and like, you never really, I mean, I guess you said that before, and can you go into more emphasis on that?
Let me think here.
Do you know more about
that? I know more. I'm just trying to think of all I can remember to elaborate. I mean, I'm pretty sure I just made it all clear what it is. There's different values you get. It's obviously harder to describe vocally instead of visually, but there's stuff called Pantone color books where you'll look at a Pantone color and you'll match it with another, and it'll be completely different. Like, if you try to print something up, doesn't happen all the time, but if you try to print something up at a place and you use RGB on it, it might come up where you used green and it was under an RGB file type. It'll come up looking brown when they print it, because it's not the CMYK equivalent. RGB, I believe, is subtractive, and CMYK is additive, in a sense that CMYK doesn't happen until it's exposed to light, whereas RGB takes in light. It just develops the inks completely differently.
So what you're saying, those are two different standards for printers?
Yeah. I mean, well, it's mainly just CMYK is the standard. You never want to print stuff up RGB.
Oops.
I mean, it's no big deal, but if you ever get into corporate printing, you always want to give them CMYK.
I have to remember that. And like, while you're developing stuff in Photoshop, it doesn't really matter which you use?
If you're developing stuff in Photoshop, if you're strictly putting it online, stuff like that, you want it to be RGB. RGB is better with electronic media. CMYK is strictly for print processing.
I want to know, if you're working in Photoshop, you spend like 12 hours,
mm-hmm.
or 23 hours,
mm-hmm.
for my case, it was that dot comic in high school.
Uh-huh.
The one that Wolf drew and I colored.
Yeah.
The one with like 50 frames.
Mm-hmm.
Spend 23 hours on that. Okay, say I do that and I realize it's in RGB.
Yeah.
In converting to CMYK, will it make any difference whatsoever?
If you convert CMYK, I would assume that would allow you to be able to print it and all the colors would match up fine.
So I can take all of my files and go to CMYK and then print them?
Mm-hmm.
That's nice. You learn something new every day. I can't believe it took me that long to learn about DPI size ratios.
Yeah.
Nobody ever explained to me, if you have 300 DPI, mm-hmm. it's going to print at the exact same resolution that you scan it at.
Mm-hmm.
That's one sentence that just somebody could have revealed to me. I would have thanked them so much for saving so much time for me. Okay, so taking those classes, and you have like three jobs?
Yeah. I work for University of Florida as a design assistant, and at my other job, I work as a bartender, and the job, other than that, I don't really work there that much anymore, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I'm thinking that this is the kind of thing we're going to go back on.
Yeah.
And we're going to remember, and like, you're going to go, oh yeah, I remembered that.
Mm-hmm.
Tim and Terry's was awesome. Product placement. Let's see. Currently, I'm going to UF, and the hardest class I'm taking this semester is a logic course, or as they like to call it, Applications of Discrete Structures,
mm-hmm.
which was extra discrete to me, because the book arrived late. And I had nothing to study. And until this weekend, I was four sections behind. I was able to catch up three sections, and now I'm just confused. I'm going to go see if I can find some tutoring help. So many P's and Q's in that class. The rest of it is, I'm taking a programming course, Programming 2, and Writing About Movies, which is a four-credit course and much harder than it should be. The teacher takes it really seriously. He's a young guy and kind of wishing he was old and more jaded.
Yeah, you're not taking any more comic classes?
I wanted to take another 4-credit comic class with Dr. Alt, the crazy, senile, old, perverted man. But he's not teaching it this semester. I'm hoping he'll teach it during the fall. I have to take linear algebra this summer, which is not going to be fun. So, enough of that. It's still Martin Luther King Jr. Day, which is awesome. You get the day off. We get to reflect on our love of society and not war, which is nice. I saw this ad online at, mm-hmm. I think it was Kotaku. They said, donate your portable consoles to the Marines overseas.
Why?
I don't know. It just said, do good with your thrown away consoles. Nobody ever.
But I thought they had stores like on base.
I don't want to quote them and get it wrong.
Oh well.
But I was over at War of the Winds earlier today. When I woke up, I decided to read some comics.
Mm-hmm.
Kez is sick.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, she's not posting. Okay. I don't know how sick you have to be not to draw a comic.
Yeah, it's kind of lazy.
Yeah. I emailed her because she's asking for editors because she finished her story. And as some of your readers her readers may or may not know, she draws comics based on her story. I don't know much about it myself.
How long's the story?
I found it enough work to read through like the full 100-something strips. And she's currently in chapter 5, 6, 7. She's in chapter 7 right now. She was asking for some editing help, and I volunteered my services. I emailed her, and I haven't gotten a reply yet. Or have I? Let me check my email. And while I do that, what are you working on right now? You were working on a project before.
I was working on a fake logo for a hot sauce bottle for one of my advertising classes. It's going to be Oppenheimer's Atomic Sauce.
Were you supplied the subject hot sauce?
Yeah, we had to do hot sauce, and it had to be some historical figure,
A historical figure?
Yeah.
Come again?
So I picked Oppenheimer. The guy who made the atomic bomb. Yeah.
Yeah. That's Oppenheimer. It's hilarious. We got to post that on the page we post this on. Oh, yeah. I'm running out of things to really talk about here, so I guess we'll just move on until we decide to cut it off. The last thing on this list that I just cooked up before we started is the Soylent Studio site. Like, where do you think that's going to go?
Right now, I'm not sure. Initially, I made that site just to post my artwork and other people's artwork, and just to be the site for me to learn HTML on, pretty much. And now I have hosting 4.5 comics, because Wolf doesn't want to write Mr. Dot, his own creation.
It's not even
because
really
he's not inspired, because he wants to play Rock Band all day.
I see, Wolf, I see you playing Rock Band. I log on to Xbox Live, and I always see you playing Rock Band. Don't pretend you don't. Don't tell me you don't have enough time and that you spend all of it out on campus. I know you're listening, Wolf. Yeah. I don't know. I had very low hopes for that.
Yeah. Well, he's going to write it. He's going to do it.
I think we should fuck it up. I think we should do something for it. Having other people post stuff on Silent Studio didn't really work well, did it? I mean, it's just you and me there now.
Yeah, pretty much.
And we each have 2 comics.
Yeah.
I was wondering. Oh, yeah, I wanted to ask you who all those people were in your shoutbox. I think there's Beth, there's Nick, and there's, I know who Vicky is.
I don't know who Nick is. Beth's one of my coworkers at UF, and Nick just came to the site. I think Vicky knows Nick. I don't know. But he just came and commented on one of the things I wrote in the blog. I haven't written it in a while.
Someone's reading your blog?
Someone read my blog.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Nobody ever reads my blog. I don't have a blog. I just created a blog, actually. I haven't shown anyone there. I decided to add Hail to the Soylent Studio domain.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just soylentstudio.com/Hail.
Yeah.
Now I have my own URL, which you bought for me. Thank you, Josh.
Hey, no problem.
I don't know what I'm going to post on there. I guess this would be ideal. Why don't you want to use actual blogging tools? Why do you have to create your own HTML site and then update the index file?
I don't know. I kind of like the challenge, I guess.
The challenge of wasted time?
Not really wasted time. I mean, it takes me a couple seconds to do it.
Yeah, but what if you wanted to move all those blogs over to a redesigned site?
Well, I don't even... Well, the blogs right now I have right up there, I haven't even touched it in a while just because I don't even bother with it. I don't know how much traffic the site is drawing, so I'm not even going to really bother writing stuff and posting photos for people to see. I have all the photos backed up there on the site, and all the entries are backed up as well. So
We have to put the traffic checker on our list of things to do.
Yeah.
Ever long list. In addition to creating a homicidal chromosomes comic gallery site. I was leaving that up to you because you seem to like the creative control of
I don't have all the homicidal chromosomes.
No, I mean designing the site.
Oh, designing the site?
I have them all. I can upload them, but that takes like 5 minutes.
We'll figure something out.
I love the commitment.
Yeah.
And I need to rename all of the season 2 tofu style strips.
Uh-huh.
And post those, because anybody new who's going to come to the site is going to wonder where we are and where we're coming from. And probably just leave out of just bitter confusion.
Yeah, probably.
You know, I wonder how many lost viewers have been attributed to the discontinuity of our comic.
Well, it doesn't matter now, because now they're going to go to the actual tofu style site they want to go to.
For anybody who didn't read my wonderfully written blog post about that, GoDaddy has this system in place that is essentially a punishment for not updating, well, not renewing your domain in time. I had initially registered tofustyle.com more than a year ago, and since it's only allowed access for a year, they took the domain and I guess they put it into their advertising. I don't know what they do with it. They just post it up for people who want to buy domains in hopes that the original owners will want to pay higher fees for it. So they didn't let me renew it for, I think, 120 days. I don't remember the exact number. Somebody actually bought Tofu Style and then created a website, which Josh thinks is ugly, by the way, but I think it's actually nicely done. They created a website, let me pull it up, that has tofu recipes on it. TofuStyle.com. Tofu recipes, bean
it's
curd,
just a tofu
pot. You know what? I think
Google
this
search engine, that's
yeah,
all
you're
it
right.
is.
This, I never really clicked on any of these. These are, this is just automated. That kind of gives me hope, because after a while I know they're just going to let go of this and we can take it back. Currently, our domain is tofu-style, so the only thing that's really changed besides the name is now it's two words. I went down to the banners in the bottom right of every one of the comics and changed the image.
Very
so
nice.
That I put a space between tofu and style. It's the exact same image, it's just a different text. I can't believe somebody actually bought our domain.
I know, it's really lame.
It's like no one outside of this little social group we seem to have even says the phrase tofu style. They probably never, even in their wildest dreams, dreamt it up. Oh, that was kind of redundant. Let's see, the last thing I can think of is Dale messaged me the other day, and he said that we should have a profile page.
A profile page for what? Oh, for
the
all the cast?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody seems to know the cast, especially the main characters.
Any idea how we should go about that in WordPress or Comic Press?
I thought that we should just create regular blog posts,
mm-hmm.
put some images, insert some images in there, and then create a new page, link to it from the top menu, and then have links on that page link to the blog posts. That'd be interesting to write it from Kate's point of view.
Mm-hmm.
The doc. I was talking to Sam also.
Oh, really?
You know, he'd probably want to be here for this. I should have called him and asked. I was talking to Sam as well, and he's been, I don't know, I guess he's going through a midlife crisis. He's been wanting to. That image of Oppenheimer is really funny. He looks like a kid.
Yep.
He's been wanting to do something creative.
Mm-hmm.
His dad just bought a new digital camera and he got a whole bunch of new software. And
nice.
Yeah, and he's been wanting to do, I have no idea what. Yeah, I don't think he even knows what he wants to do. I think he wanted to do some riffing to begin with, but mm-hmm. he said, we need Wolf. Like, for every one of his schemes, he needs Wolf.
Really?
I keep telling him, Wolf is gone. He's a lost cause. He's got new friends now, and he should accept the loss. I think that's all I got. Anything else you want to say, Josh?
I don't think so. Hopefully people listen to this thing.
Yeah. Well, I think it's more for us right now.
Yeah.
Oh, this is, oh yeah, okay. I wanted to give you some of these frames so you could try it out. What do you know the margins for the average printer?
I usually just do quarter inch.
Quarter inch on each side?
I don't know, that's what they teach us.
I want to get the largest possible frame.
Okay.
So it's quarter inch?
Yeah.
You don't...
Well, when a printer prints, yeah, it's quarter inch, usually.
Okay. All right, we'll try that. All right. This is the Disorient Studio Podcast 001. Have a nice day, everyone.
See you later.